Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you're joining us for a few moments of Bible study together. Today we're continuing in our thoughts concerning prophecy, this spiritual gift that the Holy Spirit gives. And in the Old Testament, we see that God chose those that He would have to be His prophets. God chose them and empowered them and anointed them. We see an example here in the book of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 1, we read these words in verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am of a child, I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Thus we see that the prophets were called by God. They were men that God called. Now there were false prophets, those who decided they wanted to be a prophet, those who had dreams or had visions and thought that they were qualified to be a prophet of God, but they were false prophets. They were not prophets which God had placed His hand upon and whom God had called to proclaim His word. Today, the prophets are preachers, men that God calls to proclaim and to share His word that He's already given to us. In the past, in those days, before the word of God was given, God had to speak directly to the prophets. But today, He's given us the word of God. The word of God, composed of 66 books written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God by some 40 different individuals that God chose to write and to proclaim the truth that we now have and are privileged to study, to look into, that we might show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And God has equipped each one of us with the Holy Spirit of God, who has come into our spirit at salvation. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, or physical birth. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit, our spiritual birth. And that is salvation, when the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation, applying the blood of Christ, making us pure and clean and holy in our spirit, justifying us and declaring us righteous in our spirit. Now in our flesh there dwells no good thing, we're told in Romans chapter 7, because sin indwells this fleshly body, and the law of sin is at work in this body, and the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. So this body is called this body of death by Paul in Romans 7 and Romans 8, this body of death, because this body has to die. It's infected by sin, but The good news is that the child of God has eternal life. The Holy Spirit of God comes into our spirit at salvation and makes us pure and clean and holy and righteous in our spirit, so that when the time comes for us to depart this life, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, in the New Testament, God gave qualifications for prophets or preachers. God gave qualifications to Timothy, who was a young man that God had called to preach and worked with the Apostle Paul, and Paul was giving Timothy instructions in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 through 7. Paul wrote, "This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work." Now, bishop was one of the terms used for a minister of the gospel. An overseer is what the word bishop has reference to. A bishop then must be blameless, that is, one who is without blame, one who is righteous in his lifestyle, one that glorifies the Lord in the life that he lives, the husband of one wife, not several wives, but one wife, vigilant, one who is alert, one who is vigilant and realizes the day and age we're living in, one who knows the Word of God, one who stands for the truth, one who declares the Word of God and will proclaim the Word of God and will warn the sinner of the judgment that is to come and will warn the sinner of their need of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says sober. He means one that is aware of what's going on, one that's not given over to frivolity and to just having a good time and caught up in pleasure and caught up in the things of this world, but one who is serious and sober in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says of good behavior, that is, one who conducts his life in a manner and in a way that's acceptable and pleasing to God, not one that lives a loose lifestyle, one that gives in to immorality, one that's caught up in evil and in sin and in lust and in wicked ways, one that is of good behavior, given to hospitality, that is, he's one who loves people, one who's willing to help people, one who is hospitable toward people, one who is gentle and patient and kind toward people. He's given to hospitality and apt to teach. That is, he is to be one that is able to teach, one that's able to share the Word of God, one that knows the Word of God, that has studied to show himself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, one that rightly divides the Word of truth. And then in verse 3 he says, not given to wine. That is, he's not to be given over to alcoholic beverages and to liquors and that sort of thing. No striker. And by a striker, it means one who strikes out at another, one who is quick to lose their temper, one who is an angry person, one who's given over to pulling other people down and tearing other people down, a striker, one who strikes out. And then not greedy. Now here we see the warning about greed. This is one of the things that men who are called by God have to be aware of, because it's one of the traps that men of God can fall into, the love of money. And so he says, not greedy of filthy lucre, and the term that he gives for money, the love of money. Beware of being greedy for money, but patient. He must be one that's patient, not quick to lose his temper, one that is able to endure and accept criticism and fault-finding, one that doesn't blow up and lose his temper and say things and do things that he wishes he hadn't done, that brings shame and disgrace upon the name of the Lord. One that is patient, not a brawler. That is, one that doesn't get into a brawl. One that doesn't get into a place of contention and strife and fighting. It doesn't mean that he shouldn't stand for truth. He should stand for truth. He should proclaim truth. He should declare truth. He should be a man that doesn't lose his temper, though, and get into a fight and into a brawl. And then he says, not covetous. One that's not covetous of other people and what other people have and what other people's position are. One that doesn't look at another preacher that seems to be more successful than he is and covets to be like him. Because God uses different men in different places for his glory, honor, and praise. He uses some men in large churches. He uses some men in small churches. There's all kinds of men that God calls to proclaim his word, even as there were all types of Old Testament characters and Old Testament prophets, the books of prophets. There's the major prophets that we call the major prophets because they wrote long books, and then there were the minor prophets that wrote short books. God used each one to accomplish his will and to accomplish his purpose. And so, not covetous. And then he talks about his household, one that rules his household well, one that ruleth well his own house. That is, he is to be a man that's respected by his family, a man that his family admires and looks up to, not one that his family doesn't love and can't put up with and disregards and doesn't have respect for because of his conduct, because of his lifestyle, because of the way he lives. He must be a man that has time for his family, a man that keeps his priorities straight, because it's easy for a servant of God to get his priorities mixed up and to put the ministry before his family and before his wife. And so this is the warning that he's given. Till next time, goodbye.